Ve'ele Shmois b'nei Yisrael. Vav Moisif. Sefer Shmois is Vav Moisif on Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is the Sefer of the Ovois. Maisa Ovois, Simon Labonim. And then Sefer Shmois is the Sefer Habonim. It's Vav Moisif. Sefer Bereishis, the Rishonim call, is called Sefer Yitzira. Sefer Shmois is called the Sefer of the Tzmicha, of the Geula. Sefer Shmois represents taking out Mikoyach al Apoyel. Maisa Ovis Simon Labonim was the potential. Bringing out the potential, that's Sefer Shmois. In the Medrash, in the beginning of Bereishis, it says, that in the beginning of Bereishis, it says, or five times. Ayomer alikimi hi or, by hi or, and then it continues again, it says or five times. That's connected to Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Kum Techois, Sefer Bereishis and Sefer Shmois. Vayomer alikim yehi oir, that's Bereishis. Vayehi oir, that's Shmois. Shmois was fearing ois from the Bereishis. Taking it out, mi'akoyach el apoyel. Parshas Shmois, specifically, interesting, is Kishmoi Kainhu, talks all about Shemois. First it brings down all the Shemois of the Shvatim. Later on, there's a big arichas about the shame of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Moshiach Shal Yisrael, that Bithya calls him Moshe. Later on in the parasha, Zeh Shmi La'olam, Vezeh Zichri L'dor Dor, the Eibishter is Nizgala with his shame. The shame Yudkei Vavkei comes later, then first is the shame of Eya, Asher Eya, which is also a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all the different halakim of Shemois, Shemoisim of the Shvatim, Shmois of Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmois Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'ela Shmois. The Vav Moisef Avad is also saying because the Ikar Matara of the Bria was taken to get to Matan Torah, which is in Sefer Shmois. Another chat is brought down that the Vav Moisef of the Ve'ela Shmois in Zayar say, the Vav is going on the Shechina. It says that all the Shvatim and everyone, Gans Klayish, all the Shivim Nofesh that are going into the Golas, over its Vav Moisef, the Shechina is also going into the Golas. The Emes, the Gemara, we spoke that it says there's really only 69. It says Shivim Nofesh. The Gemara asks, the Gemara of Babasra, there's either it's going on Yecheved, there's a Pshat that it's going on Yankin, there's a Pshat, there's others that it's going on Kodesh Baruch. That's the Hashlama. The Eilish Mois, B'nei Yisrael, Haboyim Mitzroima. It's not the Shem Yishmuel, Haboyim. The reason they were Matzliach to survive through the Golas of Mitzrayim, Shalashinu, is because Haboyim, they felt always that they just got here. You know, a person feels too comfortable in the Golas. You start feeling too comfortable in the Golas, then you start, you can be Nichshal. A person has to remember when he's in Golas. You have to remember you're in Golas. Haboyim Mitzrayim. And the way you remember is because it's Haboyim Mitzroima, the Sfarim bring down that Mitzroima, doesn't say Mitzrayim, it's Mitzroima. Mitzroima is Gematria 385. It's the same Gematria as the Shechina. Because Yaakov Avinu went to Goshen, which is called Mitzroima over here, that it's a separate art with his Ashuras HaShechina. That's what kept them from being too much Mishtarayim into the Mitzrayim. The Balatur Mafanartam here says, Ve'ela Shmois b'nei Yisrael, so he says it's a Rosh HaTevis. Ve'odom asher loymed ha'parsha, shnai mikra ve'echa targum. And he continues, b'nei Yisrael is Rosh HaTevis. Be'koil noyim yosher yich yashonim rabbis aruchim lo'ilam. It's a remez for the inyan of shnai mikra ve'echa targum. I mean, it also said ve'ela Shmois b'nei Yisrael, ha'parshas v'yigash. Over it's Mutzukafas, Anaya Sefer, Anaya Schaskus, shnai mikra ve'echa targum. It's interesting, the Tur, when he brings down the halacha of Shnai Mikra and Simon Reish Pei Hei, he doesn't say it's Lashon of Chiyuv. It's Roy, he doesn't say Lashon of Chiyuv. The Levush says the Rosh HaTevis is differently than the Balaturim. It's the Balaturim which he's tossing in the Tur. The Balaturim said, the Eile is V'odam Asher Loimer HaTor, he'll have a Rechaz Yom. The Levush says, V'chayiv Odom Loimer HaParsha, Shnai Mikra HaTar. The Tur which he's tossing didn't say Lashon of Chiyuv, it's under together. Parsha said, is a Doi Raisa, the Gemara Brachas, Avches. It could be the reason the Gemara Dafka, the Remez is over here, because the Gemara in Bracha speaks out that you're supposed to be Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum, even on words that are, the Targum is the same, which is very appropriate here, in these three Psukim where it says the names of the Shvatim, that even in these such Psukim, you should say Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. So it says the names of the Shvatim, Shivim Nofesh, The Yosef Hayyav Mitzrayim is a Moiridike Shtickle in Ali Shur. Rav Volba writes, the Yosef Hayyav Mitzrayim, he talks about Seder. And he touches off, Seder means not getting thrown off. Let's say we're supposed to be a Gavissa Seder, but then there's snow, or a Havamina of snow. Well, Vazel's on his night. Suddenly, I'm not in the regular Seder. Things, I'm thrown off. It's not the regular. The Koyach of Seder is the Yosef Hoyeb in Mitzrayim. Wherever he was, when he was by his father, when he was thrown into Golos, when he was in Mitzrayim, who Yosef Bitzitkoi Mitchilosi Vatsoifoi, the Yosef Hoyeb in Mitzrayim, there's a big arichas there, it's because I see that he touches up that a person that's Mesudr is, life is going to throw you things. That's not how it goes. That's the way it goes. You're always going to get thrown different things. And the Nesoyin is that you get, looks like you're being thrown, of course. The Koyach of Seder is to realize, especially when something big, terminalist happens. He says, Ashri hayodeya lishmar b'chol tkufa, when there's a hachlota to come, to realize, to keep yourself in every matzav ba'asher hu. Vayokom el chodesh al mitzroyim, ashol yoda es yoysef, vohi, osa atzmei shol yoda. The Gemara says in Soita Daf Yud Aleph, the Gemara says Havin is chakmalai that they wanted to make an eitza. What to do with the yidden? The Gemara says Bilam Iyoiv and Yisroi. Bilam she yoatz, he gave the eitza to go against the yidden, so he was nerag. Iyoiv she shosak nidan bi yisurin. Yisroi she barach zochar she medneivon of yoshu v'lishkas agozes. Yisroi was barach. Bilam was the one that gave the eitza. The emphasis, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kufav that when Bilam was killed, finally at the end of the Midbar, the Kuf of the Midbar, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Kufav, Anshei Domum Mumir Mola Yechetsu Yemeim, and the Gemara says Bilam was 33 years old. Now, why this doesn't stem? It's different Chazals. Here it says Bilam was 33 years old. Here it says Bilam was one of the Eitzes. He has to be a few hundred years old. He was in the Eitzes in the beginning of the Shiva of Mitzrayim. Pashtetzes, we know that Bilam, there's Makaris, that Bilam is Lavan. And Bechlal Gar, he's a few hundred years old. So it's Taka, Rashi already Bavarn's there. It's a machloikis. It's a machloikis about Bilam. Eoiv, on the other hand, is a word that converts from Chaim Shmulevitz. Eoiv, Sheshosak, didn't be a Surin. Eoiv kept quiet. He stayed on the sidelines. He didn't go against the Eitz. He didn't run away. So he was didn't be a Surin. What's the Pshat Yisurin? Because Eoiv Achar says, okay, listen, I was quiet. I didn't get involved. No. Asetut Vei, you have to get involved. If it hurts, you have to scream. And that was his nidin bi yisurim. It hurts. And as I, you know, you tell someone when he's hurting, he says, what does it help to scream? That was part of Eiv's cheshbon. He says, anyways, Pari's going to do it. Bilam gave the eitz, anyways, he's going to do it. What wasn't after me, I put myself on the line. Either way, it's going to be. Oh, but asetut vei, mishrei. Asetut vei. Vayimoru es chayeyem. The growth says on the time amikra vayimoru es chayeyem is kadma va'azlo. So he says be'emes the yidden was supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years, and they only were 210. Why were they kadma va'azlo? Why did they go out earlier? Kadam va'azlo is the lashon. They went out earlier. They went out earlier 190 years. Kadma va'azlo is gematria 190. Kadma va'azlo. Why did they go out 190 years earlier? Because the vayimoru was chayeyem. The Rabbi Yishlal was Chishev es HaKetz. He was Machashev the Ketz, the 190 years. And instead, they were only stuck in Mitzrayim 210. Lach Ma'anya is 210. That's how many years they stayed. Vayelech Ishmi Beis Levi. Vayikach es Bas Levi. This is going on Amram, the Rishonim Shtel. Amram married Doidosoi. Amram was an enikel of Levi. He married Bas Levi. He married his aunt. How could he marry his aunt? The Ovis kept the whole Torah. The Ramban, when he defamed the same Ramban, Parshas Tovos, that asks that the Ovis kept the whole Torah. How did Yaakov Avinu marry two sisters? Also asks how did Amram marry the Doidosei? Together, the Ramban stones this kasha, and he says his mahalach that in the Chutz Laaretz they didn't keep the whole Torah, only in Eretz Yisrael. The Nefesh HaChayim, we spoke about it then. The Nefesh HaChayim says that koydim matan Torah. Koydim and Torah, even though the others kept the Torah, but they're able to keep it in an oifin that they're doing it alpi sichlam to understand, to get the things, and sometimes the matara is more na'aleh. Avada noch matan Torah, you don't make chesbonos like that. Koy the matan Torah, the gather of the way they kept the Torah. Here Avada, Moshe Rabbeinu, Amram has to make a. He knows he's going to make a Moshe and Aaron and a Miriam. That doesn't the matar. Koy noch matan Torah, you wouldn't be able to do that. The shaila is, you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that even by a ben noyach it's osur b'day dosay. It's man the Omer in Sanhedrin that even a ben noyach is osur to marry achois aviv. So we're asking, how did Amram marry achois aviv? Als that they kept all tayyar zok dem ban, it's mechutz laaretz. Als ben noyach it's osur. So the Mishnayim say als ben noyach it's osur only if they have the same parents, both parents. In the Dina Yisrael, even if you have in common with one parent that has the Issa. But for Benoyah, it's only Achos Ogav if it's from both parents. You have to say that Yoicheved was the sister of Gershon, Kahos, and Merori, yes. But not from the same mother. Yoicheved's mother's name was Oysa. It says in the Furish, Yoicheved, the Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas, Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim. That's Kenan Valatashi says, her name was Oysa. Asher Yolda Oysa, the lady of Mitzrayim. But Gershon, Kahos, and Miriam and Merori had a different mother. So Als Benoyach it was an Osir. I asked Obis Kohen to call it Terakula. At them, I'm Gizak. The Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes, Alach Aleph, the Rambam writes, Al Shisha Dvorim Nitzdavu Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was Nitzdavu Shisha Mitzvahs. Avoy Dezorah, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Domem, Arayis, Gezel, Dinim. Noyach was Nitzdavu on a seventh mitzvah. We call it the Sheva Mitzvahs for the Noyach. Noyach was Nitoisaf Eber Menachai. And then the Rambam continues in Hilchas Malachim. Avram Avinu was Moisif Shachris and Milo. Yitzchak was Moisif Mincha and Maisris. Yaakov was Moisif Giranoshe and Mairiv. B'mitzrayim Nitztavu Amram Mitzvahs Yiseiros. That's like the Rambam. Achshav Moshe Rabbeinu V'hishlam Eskalot HaRukul. Now this Rambam Avada is a Pella. It's a steer in the Rambam, because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Perek Gidanoshe, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, in Perek Gidanoshe, the Rambam writes that when we keep Tariag Mitzvahs, we don't keep it because Avram had Mila, because Yaakov had Gidanoshe. We keep the Torah because Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah. And here the Rambam is writing in Hilchas Malachim that it was part of a process. The Achroinim Amayrach about how that stims. But as I state in the Rambam, now the Kesef Mishnah already, the Mepharshim there on the Rambam Shtel, what are these mitzvahs of Amram? Which mitzvahs were Amram giving? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and then we have the Tariyat mitzvahs of Moshe Rabbeinu. Which mitzvahs was Amram mechadish? So the Mepharshim there say, they bring a pshat, Amram was mechadish Gerushin and Kedushin. Because Amram, Yelechesh mi bas levi, vayikach es bas levi, then he taka divorced her, then he took her back, and the gedorim of Gerushin and Kedushin means those are the mitzvahs that Amram was machadish. Interesting though, there's a kasha, there's a machloikis in the machloikis stira in Midrashim. The Targum Yonison brings, and there's other Midrashim like this, they bring that when Yocheved got divorced from Amram, she went and married. Interesting. Amram divorced her. And she went and married somebody else. I mean, the reason he divorced her is because the Gezer of Pari. And she went and married somebody else. Amram was a Godel Ador. And he divorced her, and he set a standard that the Oilim should get divorced. And then she went and married someone else. She was his aunt, yeah? She was Mefriya the Gezer. But Lemaisa, it could be the Amram's Takana was only for people that already have children. People that didn't have children yet now. And it says, according to Targum Yonison, she went and married Elit Sofon ben Parnach, and she had two children, Eldod and Medod. And then Amram took her back. The Emes Lefizeh Moshe Rabbeinu was not the third child. The Gemara says in Shabbos he was the third. He was the fifth child of Yocheved. He wasn't Shlishi Labetin, because in the interim, Eldod and Medod were born. Eldod and Medod are Moshe Rabbeinu's half brothers from Yocheved, and L'chayr it's Machzor Rishosah. It's Machzor Rishosah. But you have to say, Amram wasn't Mechadish then. He was Mechadish, Gerushin and Kedushin. Machzor Rishosah, Nisht. I obviously, Kaim will call it Torah Kula. Zok the Ramban. Only in Chutz Lortz. But the Emes, it was Taka Machzik Roshosen. I saw brought down once from the Megala Amukas. He brings Moshe Rabbeinu, who wasn't Zeich to go into Eretz Yisrael, because he was the son of a Machzik Roshosen. Emes, he was the son of Nois, of Noisei Doidosa Yoichet. But he's Drixos the Nakuda, that it was really Machzik Roshosen. So, in Chutzlorif, it's not a problem. Over in Eretz Yisrael, a ben from the Mount of Rishos, come and arrive in Eretz Yisrael. On the other hand, other midrashim say fakert. Amram was the father of Elder and Meidah from a different wife. There are of course other shittas that Elder and Meidah are bchalal, other people. But this says two mahalchim that Elder and Meidah are Moshe Rabbeinu's half brothers. One is that they were the children of Yechevet, and one is that they were the children of Amram from a previous marriage. But if it's from Yecheved, you get into this shmuz about the Machzik Roshosoi, and those are the mitzvahs that Amram was moistet in Mitzrayim. Go later on into the parsha, Vateiro Isiki Toivu, and she has to hide him, and then Bisi Bas Pari finds him, and Miriam tells her, maybe I'll get you an Isha Meinekes Minho Evrios. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha Osul Dabra Mashchina, he didn't want to be Yoinik from a Mitzris. So what's interesting is a halach in Yeridei and Simen Pei Aleph. The Ramah brings down, Chol of Mitzris Kechol of Yisraelis. The truth is, a baby could eat, could be Yoinik from a Mitzris Shifroi Oichet. Interesting, the Lashon is Mitzris in Shulchan Aruch. Or when you call Mokim, it's better not to be Yoinik a Tinek from a Mitzvah if it's Eshra, Yidei Yisraelis, because the Cholov of the Mitzvah is Metamtim Delev, and it's Moilu Tevara. And that's brought down the Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Bira Grove over there brings down, what's the Makar? That Lechatchila Tinek shouldn't be Yoinik from a Mitzvah Freud? It's up to Grove. The Gemara in Saita, that Moshe Rabbeinu over here, Pesha Asa Kudabra Mashchina, and he didn't want to, so therefore you see this idea. The famous word from Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky, Mordechai Kasha. The other Achronim asked the Kasha also about some on the Gemara Saita there. But they asked, the Gemara says from first that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be Yoinik. It's a special idea. He was the Pesha, also the Dabra Mashchina. He's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu Shabador. He shouldn't be Yoinik. That's a Raya Lahalocha that every Tinek shouldn't be Yoinik. It's a full Fagaritz Maduin. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha, also the Dabra Mashchina. There's a lot of truth from the Achronim there. Rabbi Yanki Kamenetsky, Greek Toys, you see, you saw it in Chinuch. What the attitude has to be from a parent to his child. This child, this baby, must say, this is the Pesha Osla Dabra Mashchina. Other, you can say, he's going to be the next God Lador. He's going to be, who says, every child, he's going to be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. He shouldn't be drinking from a mitzvah. But Emes is without that. On the God Lador, what's up in the God Lador? He's going to be by a Gemara. He's going to learn. He's going to be a Ben Torah. He's going to be a Pesha Osla Dabra Mashchina. He's going to be Mischabel with Torah. Tzusant, the Ramah finishes over there, he says, L'chathchila you should be yoinik from a Isha Yisraelis. The Chain, he says, Lo'y toichel ha-manekes afilu Yisraelis dvarim asurim. Even if the manekes is a Yisraelis, chotch, the timtum aleiv, make sure that she doesn't eat treif azach. Mod azach. L'chathchila a Yiddish afroi. And even a Yiddish afroi, make sure she doesn't eat treif azach. And of course, a Yiddish afroi can't eat treif azach in any way. So maybe it means, even if she's sick and from Kuach Nefesh, that she had to, it's better she shouldn't be Yoinik Atina Gatut. The Torah Tamima wants to suggest that there was a mistake in the Girsa. He does this often. He wants to suggest there was a mistake in the Girsa. It's V'chein Le'toichel HaMeinekes Afilu Mitzris Dvarim Asur. Meaning, even if for whatever reason, Bidiyevah, you don't have another Meinekes and you're using a Goyish Meinekes, make sure that the Goyish Meinekes should only eat kosher food. It's a whole under shop in the Taishwa Shteter. You have the Hemshech Moshe Rabbeinu was the Roy of Tzoyim Yisroi, and then he has a Gevaldik, he has Galus. The Rabbi Yishlan was this Galut to him by the Sneh. There's a Machloikis in the Mefarshim. What exactly is happening over here by the Sneh? The Sneh was his Galus of Moshe Rabbeinu, and there are Svarim that compare the Sneh to Sinai. It's a Mar of the Gazach. Har Sinai is with his Galus of the Rabbi Yishlan, Matan Torah. Over here we have the Sneh. Sneh is also a Gevissa. You know, there's a Machloikis in the Mefarshim. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu was a different Navi than all the other Nevi'im. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Emunah. That Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevu is Cholik. It's Bas Bachlari HaMi'irah. He was Avla Nevi'im. He's the Shurish of the Nevuah. There's a Mahalach. Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Zandish. It was Basbaklari Amira. Some first learned that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah Basbaklari Amira was by Matan Torah. Was by Matan Torah. That's when it was the Darug of Basbaklari Amira. That's what Torah is. It's not Stam Nevuah. It's Torah. Tell Pea Dabraboy. The Nefesh Chaim learns that already by the Sneh, it was the Darga of Asbaklari Amira. It says that by the Sneh, it says, Vayomer Moshe Moshe, Vayomer Ineni, and he's Medayik, he speaks better in a few places than Nefesh Chaim. That there's no psik. It says also Avram, Avram, but there it's with a psik. There's no psik over here. Because he explains, a person has an Neshama. You have to realize that the goof of a person is really only the bottommost part of himself. A neshama of a person, avad, is mushrish in his goof, but the neshama is like, the goof is like a shoe for the neshama. The neshama is roisha megiyah shemayim, it's a double ruchni that's roisha megiyah shemayim, and a person is really not just here. I mean, with our fleshig oigen, we see the fleshig part of the person, but there's also the ruchni sticker, it's not just the basar v'adam. He says that's what Moshe Rabbeinu Hashem tells him over here. Shalma olecha me'al raglecha. It means separate yourself from your guf. The now is the guf of the Adam. Separate yourself from that. Be meschaber kuli to your ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu was capable of that because he was anov of mikol Adam. The Rambam writes about this also, that the more anovi you have, the less shaychus you are to the gashmias tikka chelik of you, and you're able to be meschaber to your ruchnius. Moshe Rabbeinu reached this darbe that the Eibushter told him in Gansan, Shalma olecha, me'al raglecha. You're bechlal not mechubet to Yugof. In the end, he went up Arboim Yoim to by Sinai, he went up Arboim Yoim without food. And that's why Yoim and Moshe without a psik. He was mischaber kuli to his ruchnia. So according to that, even by the snare already, there was this darga of nevuah. But the snare represents Hashros Hashchina in a snare. As in contrast to Sinai, the snare represents Imay Anoichi Betzorah. The snare represents that there's going to be Hashros Hashchina. Vimezok Tes Tenusach Afilu Ba'Astora Shebetoicha Astora Gam Shom Nimcha Hashem Ispar. Ki Adoma Asher Oimer Ole Admas Koydishu. Wherever you are, it's Admas Koydishu. The pasuk says in Zoyis HaBrocha by the Brocha of Yosef. The Rabbeinu Shlomo, Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Uritzoyin shoichni sneh." Zok Rashi, the one that was nizgal to me the first time by the sneh, and Rashi says it's kesher to Yosef. And this farm talk about this. Yosef represents ima yanoichi b'tzara. Yosef hoyev b'mitzrayim. We spoke about earlier in this year. Yosef represents that even in the Mitzrayim, in the Hastara, Yosef represents his chibur to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. And being oimed in oldness, yoinus, in the darkest oifen. Yosef is the one that it's represented when we say, Ritzoyin shoich misneh. Imoy anoichi b'tzara. And a person has to know that the same way by Matan Torah, which was the Chayre of Mamish, the Shpitz Dargu, where Klai Yisrael was, that they had a Hishaychis, a Chibra to the Rabbeinu Shloim. Sinai. By sneh you have that also. When it's kumtan abyssal shver, and more than a little abyssal, and you have to know, Gam Shom Nimtza Hashem Yisbarach. That's Sneh. It's possible, Be'etzem, this is what I'm talking about, this, a person could, in a certain Bechina, be closer to the Rabbanu Shlodim, and Olam Hazeh even, than Olam Hazeh. Olam Hazeh is the time when you're working on that. It's Me'ein Olam Hazeh, it's the Mayon that gets you to Olam Hazeh. The Kirva and the Simcha that a person could have from Kirva Hashem could be in any Matzah. That's what snare represents. And that's also, by the snare, the Rabbanu Shlom is Magal to Moshe Rabbeinu, the name of Eya Asher Eya, which is an interesting lakuda. This shame, Malaturim writes about it, talks about it a lot. The Emes says there's a very interesting maisa in the Rashbam. The Rashbam over here, Al HaTorah, writes, he says it's a big soid, and therefore he writes it in Atbash. He writes it, there's a whole shura, a few lines, he writes in Atbash, so shouldn't be able to figure out. But the Maisa, what it says there that the Rabbeinu Shalom's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. The Rabbeinu Shalom's name is Yud Kei Vav Kei. And that's what we call him. But his name, what he calls himself, is the shame of Eya. Now this shame, it's Eya Asher Eya. It represents the same idea from the snare. It's Lashon Osid. That don't worry, it's going to be. It's going to be. Balaturim has a big arichas here, a bigger arichas, but he's coming in Yonim, that it's Gematria 21, this shame. And he says there are many things that are Gematria 21. The Ovis, the Rosh Tevis of the Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov is 21. Hashem, Hashem, Kael from the Yud Gimel Midos, the Rosh Tevis is 21. Then if you double it, that's already 42. There are 21 Shemos in Tefillin, 21 name times it says Havaya in the Parashis of Tefillin. We have two parts to the Tefillin, it's 42. Then he says three times, it's 63. 63 is the names of the Shvatim with the letters of all the names of the Shvatim and all the names of the Ovis. And he goes on and on how that goes. Truth is 21 times 21 is S. And there's more stages in this, but this is the Nakuda that this shame represents what we learn out from the Sneha. You have the Hemshech, the Parsha, the Rabbi Shalom tells Moshe Rabbeinu that it's, he shows him Oisos. Now there were three Oisos. Moshe Rabbeinu had a shakal atari with the Rabbi Shalom here by the snare that the emes, it's not time to go out. It's supposed to be 400 years. And what the Rabbi Shalom is showing him with the Oisos, the Shem Yishmol says, there's a lot of different Nishois in this Indian, but there were three Oisos. The three Oisos were the Nochash, the Tsaras, and then the Dam. So he says, the Emes, the Yidden, were supposed to be being Mesakin here in Mitzrayim. They were supposed to be Mesakin, the Chatoyim of the previous generations of Dor Enosh, which was Avodah Zarah, Dor Amabel, which was Gilui Arayis, and the Dor Aflogah, which represents Shvichas Domim. The Dor HaFlogah wanted to separate the Elyonim from Tachtonim, and that's Shvichas Domim. So that's the Gimel Averis Chamuris. The three Oisos over here are showing that there's a tikkun to those Gimel Averis Chamuris. The Nochash represents Avodah Zarah, he says, other Sfarim say it differently, this is the Hizuzah. The Nochash represents Avodah Zarah, Dam represents Shvichas Domim, Tsaras represents Gilui Arayis, because there are 72 Oifanim of Negoyim, which is Chesed, which is Gilui Arayis. And the three Oisos that the Rabbi Shalom is showing him is that there's a tikkun to the Gimel Averis Chamuris of those three Chatoyim, and therefore they're ready for the Geula of Mitzrayim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is frightened also, because he says, Dasan and Avirim, how can I go? Dasan and Avirim want to kill me. So the Rabbi Shalom tells him, don't worry. Ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mavachim es nafshech. The emes is, the Meshech Chochma talks about this, also in Or Sameach, and also over here in Meshech Chochma. Moshe Rabbeinu was worried, what, he's not mechuyif to be Moshe Nefesh? If a person is a person mechuyif to put himself into a suffix of a sakana, the Rabbi Shalom is calming him down, saying, don't worry, they died anyways, so you don't have to be worried. And if they wouldn't have, oh, you have a mitzvah to do. What's the gedarm of your chiv? So the simplest way out over here is push it, that over here the matar is to go save the Yidden. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying it's not going to happen. It's not a question of if he's mechuyif to be Moser Nefesh or not. There's a matari here to do the geula. It's not going to happen. They're going to kill me. It's a technisch attack, not a darg of his Mesiris Nefesh. But Akaponim, the Rabbi Shalom tells him, Ki Mesu Kolo Anoshim. Now the Gemara says, how do you know? What does it mean, Mesu Kolo Anoshim? So the Gemara says, they didn't die. Dasan and Bavirim didn't die. Nor, the Gemara says, they became Aniyim, and an Ani is Choshev Kimes. And that's what it means. And the Gemara learns out from here this idea that a mace, an oni is chashiv kimeis. Kimeis to kol anoshem amavak shem es nafshechem. It's interesting, the remez. How do you know that they really didn't die? So the Rishonim speak about it. We know Dasan Avirim appear later on, but it's a diak in this pasuk itself. Kimeis to kol anoshem amavak shem es nafshechem. If they're dead already, then they were only bikshu es nafshechem. They're not in hoive being mavak shem es nafshechem. Now, kimeis to kol anoshem amavak shem es nafshechem. They're really alive? No, it's Kiyuva the dead. Why? Because Ani is Chashiv Kimeis. So the Rishonim asked the Ran and the Dorim of Zayin and Toysin of the Zorah, Daf Dalet, and other Rishonim. The Gemara says, Be'emes in the Dorim, Daf Samach Dalet, Arbo Chashuvim Kimeis. An Ani, a Mitzoyra, a Sumo, and Misha Emlei Bonim. Each one of these four is Chashiv Kimeis. The reason is because these four can't give over. Ani doesn't have the capabilities, the Mitzayr is minutic from other people, the Summa doesn't have Yechoyrus, Elebanim, the Iker giving over, the Iker Nesina, Kodik of Nesina, that's what life is about. Is Banim. This is the Arba Chashuvim Kemeis. Now the Gemara learns that, how do you know each one of these is Chashuvim Kemeis? And the Gemara learns that from a Pasuk. Suma, the Gemara brings a Pasuk in Eicha, Vemachashakim Heshivani Kemeisei Oilam, Mitzayra, because it says by Mitzayra, Al Motahi Kemeis, and Lebanim, she says, Havali Banim, my Mason Eichim. And Oni, how do you know Oni is Chashuv Kemeis? Zok the Gemara, because it says here that Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, don't worry, Meisu Kol Anoshim, I'm about Shemes Nafshecha. And then, Chai, they are alive. Must be an Oni is like a mace. So frankly, they're showing what's the right and Oni is like a mace. You already have three options, and you have other Makairas for them already. It's already established. Mitzayra, Suma, Mishayim Leibonim, and you had a Makar for them. And then you tell me, I'm going to lay a fourth Yisoy. An Oni is Choshek. What's the Raya? Because here it says, Meisu Kol Anoshim, I'm about Shemes Nafshecha. And literally, they weren't dead. Must be, but that's talking an ayi soy, an ayi shir kloli, that an ani is chashav kemes. What's the right? An ani is not chashav kemes. Over here, maybe they were mitzayra, maybe in Lebanon, different turitzim. Zok the Ran, there's never the Zohar, a lot of you trying to talk about this. It can't be that they became a suma. Because later on, when Dustin Vaviram meets up with Moshe Rabbeinu by the story of Korach, it says, ha'emi ha'anoshim t'naker, you want to knock our eyes out? That's mashma that they weren't blind. And also Mitzayr, it says they were Bekerev Kol Yisrael when they were by that mice. So they weren't Mitzayron. But weren't Duran. Maybe now they became Mitzayron and Suma. Nor by Matan Torah, it says everyone got a refuah. Nisrapu Kulam. He says, yeah, but by Chet Egel, it came back. And it came back, so the Vaita said the Mitzayron. And since we see later on that they weren't Mitzayron, and later on they weren't Suma, must be that even now that's not what it means. Elamai could still be Aim like Bonim. So that, they say, Emei Bonim is not going to help over here. They're still dangerous to Moshe Rabbeinu, just because Emei Bonim. It can't be that Emei Bonim is going to accrue the why they're considered mace. Why is that going to help them? They can still kill them. So in Chassan, I saw Tyson Abay Dezara says another teretz on this, all these kashas. He says, Mitzoyer and Oni also is not going to help. If they have money, Baladeya, Balamea, he's not going to help. But the problem is if they have money, if they're not Oni, let him be a Mitzayra, a Suma, Alazachan. If he has money, he'll hire someone there. So the only Pshat could be Oni. But it's not, the Raman's not yet. From Mitzayra and Suma, he had to come out to a different Teretz. That it can't be the Mitzayra and Suma, because we see later on that they weren't. What's with Emei Bonin? Emei Bonin, Taki says, Emei Bonin can't be the Pshat, because that wouldn't affect them, that he can't stop Moshe Rabbeinu. But to go a little bit into Mitzayra, there's a shtickle of problem, big Shaila, then it's the Chayim ask. What do you want to tell me, Nachum? Well, the Ran wanted to suggest maybe they weren't Aniyim, they became a Mitzayra, and that's why they can't affect Moshe Rabbeinu, and that would be a good reason they can't affect him. The Rakim, they were Mitzayroi, because we see that around by the Mice of Kairos, they're not Mitzayroi. No, maybe they were Mitzayroi, then by Mount Tyre they got a Rifu, and then it came back. So the Shai was like this. There's a Mishnah in the Goyim, Perek Zayin. The Goyim Koy the Mount Tyre aren't Natam. The Goyim Koy the Mount Tyre aren't Natam. They have to figure out the Cheshmon. What does it mean the Goyim Koy the Mount Tyre aren't Natam? By Matan Torah, anyways, everyone got a refuah. Elamai means when it came back after the Chet Egel. Now, Yesh Lachta, when it comes back after the Chet Egel, is that the same? And it's clear, the guy was at Mitzayra, by Matan Torah went away, by Chet Egel, pum, Genoi, where it was in the same place, came to Tzirik. Of Yesh Lachta, that's Panam Chadosh's Baalakan, it's a Naya Nega, or it's a Iba Gechazet Yenem Nega, Mamonoshech. If it's a Naya Nega, then the Emes Mishnah of Nigei Mitzayra, Koy the Matan Torah is irrelevant. It's not Nigei El Allah, because by Mantara went away, when it comes back, it's a Naya. Elamai, you said a big Chiddush. That even Saras, that comes back from the Mantara, when it comes back, it's not Metama. And you said, what's the Ran's Raya? That it says that they will be care of Kol Yisrael. Maybe the Hakka, that means they over here, it means they became Tzeroy. And as a Mitzoyer, they won't be able to chapel with Moshe Rabbeinu. This that happens, he becomes Ois. Because it went away by Mantara. And it comes back, it comes back. Because if not, you don't have Shana the Mishnah. If not, you don't have Shana the Mishnah in the Goyim. The big Arichas in the Achroinim. The Chassam Sofer wants to try to say a parrot that maybe when it says Koidim an Torah, it means Koidim the Tzivoy. It's Koidim the Tzivoy of the Parsha of Mitzaras, which happened afterwards. So it could be even someone after Chet Egel got a Tzaras, if it was before the Tzivoy was Neschadish, or Shchadish Nissen, one of the Parshas that was Neschadish, that would be a case of Negoyim Koidim an Torah. But probably the Ran over here, it wouldn't be the Cheshbon. Good.